I think it's just reward for persevering. You know, I thought we were the more likely side to win the game after the first 10 minutes when they started brightly. And it was an important win. You know, the players said at half-time, they said before the game that, we talked about, the upheaval that they've had, the new manager. They obviously reacted and put in a decent performance for the ones who've taken over. Their shape, caused us to not do certain things like the way they like to do. So, there was always that threat there. But after the first 10 minutes, I felt we were always on the front foot, or trying to be. Just glad that we got the goal.
Yeah, where were you with a real reaction from them? Because it does happen, not so much new manager syndrome, but caretaker manager syndrome can be, yeah. You could have felt it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Richard's a good football person and he set him up well. I feel for, Russ is an old colleague of mine, old teammate of mine. Looks like they've got a good club there. I was talking to Richard, they've got a good squad of players up there. Just hasn't quite happened for him. But today, now it's about just us showing that we've had a good month. We've shown signs of improvement, and even when we don't play, at our best, we can still grind things out.
Yeah, I'd say they probably had the better chances. First half, you had more of the play, but second half, you had quite a strong spell up to the hour mark, and it did just look to be just slipping to a 0-0 draw, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, we were contemplating which change to make. We probably couldn't decide quite which ones, because Shamir was looking tired, but he also had probably our best three chances, really. Guion's always a threat. We looked to take him off. I thought Reece Murphy was excellent today. Looked a real live wire. Could have scored a couple himself. And Matty does what he does really well for us. So I was just trying to get the decision right in my head who to bring on. Unfortunately, we got the goal, so it didn't really matter in terms of trying to break him down.
That's 5 wins in 7 now. This is a really strong run, you're
on. Well, that's what we need, and it's what we needed. So that it was always going to be like this, I felt, and they're a really good group. They've got a great work ethic. We're not the best team in the league by a million miles, but we had a little blip, a few weeks ago that we all talked about. But since then, they've responded brilliantly and just, they give me everything, and sometimes that's not enough. But at the moment, there's a real togetherness about the whole group. We had a team went to Wimbledon and on Tuesday and had a game against them, and we've got another one against Portsmouth on Tuesday. We've got a decent little squad at the moment who are, I'll keep talking about it, providing competition for places, and I think it's massive.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you look at the players on the bench today, and you looked at the team that played at that behind closed doors game at Wimbledon midweek, and you thought, yeah, these guys need game time.
Yeah, they do, yeah. So we've got Portsmouth Tuesday, and then we play the Senior Cup the week after, and everyone will have played games then, and hopefully we can, we'll look at one or two and see what we need tweaking or freshening up, and just hopefully we just keep the run going.